Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street.
It's the streets of talk, sports talk show, with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T-Roll, we got ICE. Hopefully we can get Styles the God and OG the Fuck. But you got three of the guys that represent the Dream Team. And oh yeah, we're in the building, man, with the Dream Team.
On a Thursday! We throwing it back on a Thursday. It ain't Wednesday, you cocksucker.
What's good? We gonna make sure we in the house.
We gonna make sure we do throwback. This is Thursday. OG the Buck gonna make sure that we got the old school today. Watch how we hit you with the old school today. It's going to be wild, and we're going to represent Thursday. All right? So it's still back Thursday. Shout out to my mans and them, man, BJ. You know what I mean? Big brother BJ. I know he on the road, man. He always tuning in, man. So shout out to him on his endeavors, man. And we appreciate you tuning in, big dog. Hey, and let's not forget, it's still Black History Month. So, man, we always making that history, man. Shout out to D-Mac and Lil Siegel. But let's get started on this Throwback Thursday. And we got so much to talk about, the hiring of Eric Bieniemy, going from the Chiefs over to the Commanders, the NBA All-Star Game. I mean, Russell Westbrook going to the Clippers. We will get to that. But first things first, I want to touch on, because we the streets, and we're very unorthodox when we talk about different things. And if you're not listening, you better go back and listen to some shows. And we talked about this and about sending your child, whether it's a student athlete or just a regular student, attending colleges, universities. You don't have too much security as far as metal detectors and things like that. So you have a lot of shootings and things like that. So at Michigan State, they played Indiana, and they called it Spartan Strong, and they end up beating Indiana. They might would have beat anybody, the number one team in the country, the other night, Monday night, excuse me, Tuesday night. So shout out to them. But getting back to that, we had a young man right now, and I used to touch on this and Ro, this young man. He plays for the University of Alabama, Brandon Miller. If you don't know him, you better do your research. He's the number one prospect out of college. He's projected to be top five pick in this year's NBA draft, a freshman.
A freshman?
He was involved, and they had a game yesterday against South Carolina. Shout out to Michi Johnson, too, from Cleveland, Ohio. Had a nice game. Made top 10 sports center with a half-court shot. Shout out to Michi Johnson. That was a sidebar junior, that is. But shout out to their family and what they're doing over there in Garfield, man. So shout out to Michi Johnson Jr. He was cannot be charged in this murder that his ex-teammate had, but he provided the gun. He gave the gun to his Darius Miles that was used in the murder of the young lady not too far from the Alabama University. I'm going to ask you first, IC, should he been able to play last night and forthcoming? Would you, if you're the coach, the athletic director, the president of the university, does he suit up and play even though allegations have been dropped? I mean, allegations, he's not involved, he can't be charged, anything. Does he continue to play? I ask you first.
Well, from what I heard from the athletic director, that they researched this whole thing thoroughly, thought it out, you know, to the max, because they know the scrutiny was coming after this. So they investigated everything, and they said before he even got there to the scene that the shots was already fired. So he wasn't even there, you know. So that's why, you know, they couldn't really charge him or nothing, but he was en route to the place, and so he wasn't there. So thoroughly, you know, looked over it, and I would have played him for just to keep him moving, you know, and keep him grooving. And of course, he showed up and showed out yesterday. Tied the game, going to overtime, and hit the game winner. And again, shout out to Michi. He had a good game, 19 and about five or six assists, five rebounds, a good game, and he played hard on defense. So, but I thought it was good for him to get out there and get some rec in, and you know, of course, the media is gonna scrutinize him for playing him after a murder like this, like a Ray Lewis type of issue in the Super Bowl year. But he had nothing to do with it. He wasn't even there. So I would have let him play. But, of course, the media is going to scrutinize him, though, man. What do you think, T-Vizzy? What you got for me?
Oh, boy. Boy, boy, boy. We had to start off with this one today, huh? Listen, it's a 50-50 to the question. Number one, L Boogie, would I have let him play? As a booster, as the president, and as the head coach of the University of Alabama, with us being ranked number two in the country, yeah, you going to play. You've been clear, you get to play. For those that don't know, we had one of those on our squad at Grand Canyon University. And mess with him. And he will leave that alone. Okay, but back to answering the question. Back to answering the question. Indeed, if I'm a booster, the president, or the head coach of the University of Alabama, with my school being ranked number two, we were just ranked number one. He's going to play. And for the University of South Carolina, the reason why y'all got beat upside the head last night, because y'all got him amped up. Yes, he's a top five, probably a top five pick in this year's draft coming up, man. And y'all just let that man go wild because y'all, you know how we do. We have the fans that support us. But last night, it backfired. That's all that happened. He was happy. He was hyped to be playing with his boys. And damn it, they took him in. I would have took him in too. 41-9 and whatever the hell he had. Hell, he had the game winner. That's all that matters. Now, flip the coin. Ooh-wee. As a, gosh, the situation is tough because the young man was clear. Now, for those that don't know, in this day and age, if you don't have if you don't have something to protect yourself, I'm pretty sure you ride with somebody that does in today's age, okay? Not saying that it's a bad thing, but it's a good thing, too, okay? But I understand where they're coming from. This did happen 5 weeks ago where one individual is locked up and the other one is free. So, for last night's game, or even for the rest of the regular season, knowing that we're going into March Madness, I would have had to ask a lot of people about that one. But for last night, no. But moving forward, yes. Because he still has been proven innocent. He has followed all protocol. Okay? So if you do that and you're cleared, there shouldn't be anything to hold you back except for, how can we put this? I don't even know the word. Respect. How about that? Just for the respect of what has occurred in the last, right before Black History Month. I would have just had him sit out one or maybe two games, and then he comes back and we're ready for March Madness. But that's just my take, man. I done been there before. I done seen it. But, yeah, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. Yo, Big Brother Boo! You know them boosters down there in Alabama. You know they fight for their own. Would you let him play last night?
No, I don't. You know your reason. The reason why I
coach,
don't let him
coach,
play.
Coach.
Can I be honest? It's bigger than basketball. It was a young lady that was murdered. Yeah, he was clear, but just the respect that you give her that you at least make him sit out a game that's very important. Let you hurt a little bit. See, we're missing the point here. We're missing it. You got to sit out a game. If you want to show some empathy and sympathy, you got to sit out that game.
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
You have to sit out that game. It came up on ESPN in the scroll. Even though you were clear on implications, make it whereas he still sits out just so that the family can feel a little just. Even though you were innocent, but in the text it said you bring the joint, and we know what that means. So at some point, even though you were clear, yes, you were clear, but you have, for that family, man, they lost a young lady, and that young lady had a daughter. She had a kid. Wasn't even over 25 years old yet. I think it's bigger than that, gentlemen. I think he should have sat out and maybe another game until the conference tournament. That's just me. Is that the case?
Okay.
I'm speaking on somebody who lost some young. We've all lost young people to gun violence. Okay, at a young age that shouldn't have not been, you know, shouldn't have. So let's do that just for that to show the family that we do care. Even though he's been freed, I don't want to drag. I apologize. We're gonna go to another set before we pay the bill. Okay, I ain't going to drag, but I think you should have sat out just due to that reasons right there. Let's get to the next point before we get to the commercial to stay with the football. Eric Bieniemy, he's left Kansas City. He's now the offensive coordinator, assistant head coach with the Washington Commanders. What do you think about this moving forward? Is it a good move or a lost move for Eric Bieniemy moving forward? Real quick, bro, then we'll get to ice and go to break.
Man, you know I don't like this shit. Eric Bieniemy coming to the NFC East? Oh, Lord. I mean, why? Well, you could have went to any other you could have went to any other division. You could have stayed in your conference. But you decided to jump rope and come over to the NFC? Man, damn. Great move, but I don't like it. I don't like it. Only if we would have got Sean Payton as an offensive coordinator for the Cowboys, or maybe even a head coach. That's the only way I would have liked that. But no! No, that is bad for the Cowboys. Ah, man. I do not want to have to hear about, man, they always talk about the Nick Foles like he's cold, and he ain't shit. But when you get an Eric Bieniemy, things might change. That's bad. Man, I don't like this at all, man. I really don't like it. Yo, come on, ICE. Eric Bieniemy got the job as a commander. Is that good or bad?
Man, it's terrible, man. It is terrible. Why is he not an NFL coach? Huh? You got LaFleur, you got Nagy, you got the guy, you got Zach at center. These guys were never offensive coordinators, just like he wasn't. And this guy has won two Super Bowls, been to five AFC conference championships. He has called plays, okay? So I don't want to hear that this guy is the offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders. Whoopie-doo, okay? Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Like they did us a favor. These guys are what? Oh, man, that was just terrible, man. He had to get out the shadows. Andy Reid, I understand that, man. But at least he got out the shadows as an NFL coach, not going to an offensive coordinator job where he has no quarterback. They have to draft a quarterback. They got receivers. They got the running game. Ron Rivera might be on his last heels anyhow, but not just to get this guy a job right off the bat, man. It's just a travesty to the owners of the NFL, man. I just couldn't understand it, man. I mean, I'm glad he got that job. He got to prove himself. I hope he go over there and just cause havoc. I hope Lamar Jackson don't sign with the Ravens. I hope Lamar Jackson don't sign with the Ravens and go over there and sign with the Commanders and see what this guy got for him and see what they got. And it better not be no 2 year bid. It better not be no 2 years and he out of there. No. Get that man a chance. They got a quarterback named Sam Hartford. Nobody. Okay, they got a good quarterback. Come on, man. That was terrible, man. I was disappointed that he got the offensive coordinator job for the lowly Washington Commanders. Man, please, man. Hey, buddy, talk to me, man. Talk to me.
Offensive coordinator position.
This is the perfect definition of I got to take one step back to get two steps forward.
I think it's
a bad move by Mr. Bieniemy due to the fact that he doesn't have a quarterback. Not just that he doesn't have a quarterback, is that now you got to take nothing and turn it into something just so they can say, oh, it ain't Patrick Mahomes, it ain't Andy Reid. Like, you got to go to bare minimum just to show your worth. That's why I say now is really taking him out of being being in a position to get the position that he wants, which is a head coaching job. Last but not least, you got a good one. We're going to save it. But Shady McCoy, that name fits you. You're real shady. You never should put another guy down for a job. You should say, you should keep that to yourself. We'll come back. We'll come back to that. But we gotta pay the bill. We have to. Okay? We gotta pay the bill. Yeah. Hey, listen to this. I'm just gonna say this about Eric Bieniemy. What Shady McCoy, what he did and what he should have not had done. I'm not even gonna discuss it till we come back from the break. But I tell you this, gentlemen. I'm gonna tell you this, okay? It sums it up, man. It sums it up. We'll talk about it when we come back. But we're gonna get past the NFL. Let's get to the All-Star game in the NBA. That's next on the marquee. If we got time to talk about that Shady thing, we'll talk about it. But we got some NBA to talk about because the NFL is over with. Let's get to the NBA. There's 23 games left. Let's go. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. It's so bad Thursday. Let's go. We open.
I like the rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky, I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this, straight gangsta Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous, I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice, oh yo fat girl, come here, are you ticklish, yeah I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny, it never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak, I like the girls with the boom, I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom, I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee, they say I'm ugly but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The humpy man is your chance to do the hump.
Come on.
I'll do the humpy hump.
Come on, I'll do the humpy hump. Check me out, y'all. I
do the humpy hump.
Just watch me do the humpy hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the humpy hump. Come on. I'll do the humpy hump.
It's the streets of talking for us. Talk so when it's with the hip hop. We back in the building, man. Brandon Miller, star guard forward for University of Alabama, has been cleared of any charges. He won't be charged in the shooting murder of a young lady, Miss Harris, Janaya Harris. not far from the University of Alabama campus. So he was cleared. He was able to play. Do you think he should have been able to play or be suspended or even continue to play for University of Alabama? Is that going to hurt him going to the league? Just, you know, give us your thoughts. Eric Bieniemy, is that a good move or a lost move? But let's talk NBA, man. If you tune in last week, bro would tell you I was 100% right about my three-point contest winner, Dame Lillard. Okay, didn't really comment about the dunk contest because I thought it wasn't going to be great. I thought it wasn't going to be good. But that's the NBA for you. When you think one thing is going to be good, it turns out that something else is going turns out to be great. And it brought, and it was so fantastic to see a G League guy. If you're not hip, so see, I follow high school, college basketball. He was a high school phenom. Could jump out the gym, then went to Georgetown first, then went to Texas Tech. I mean, you know the story. I'm going to ask some NBA questions. I'm going to start with quick takes. I'm going to start with you first, ICE. NBA All-Star Weekend. Out of the festivities, what was the best? What was the worst, in your opinion?
Oh, well, by far, man, the dunk contest, man, out of nowhere, man, was the best in a long time, man. That brought some excitement. I thought the three-point contest was the second best event. And it had to be that All-Star game. Had to be the worst All-Star game in the history of All-Star games. I don't care if it was 1955. Okay, man, I just couldn't believe these guys didn't even try to play, you know, try to block no shot. And like, you know, they talk about, Tatum had 55. No, he didn't. He had 55 3 points. Okay, he got all the shots. Not contested. Okay, he got anybody can shoot if you wide open, man. Non-contested, all done stuff. Man, stop it. And I know they didn't really. I hope that whoever put that together, man, wasn't praising that. Like, oh, he scored 55 points. That was amazing. No. He had nobody contested the shots. He like went straight down the middle and dunked the ball by himself. Man, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So that was a terrible display of basketball, man. But the dunk contest by far, Mike McCall put himself on the map. He was known a little bit around the NBA. Guys didn't know him, but the world know him now. Okay, the world know him right now. He put on some dunks on first time. Dunks, and that was it. That was the great thing about him. He would dunk it on the first try. It wasn't no 10 tries. Nah. First dunk, first take. It was first take. That's what was made us, man. I thought he got 50 on every last one of them, man. I thought he put on a show. I even watched the All-Star game, the Rising Stars. He played in that game. He had a cool 19, 5-5. He can get to the cup. He can shoot the jumper. He can do everything you want a guy to do. He remind me of a Stephon Marbury, you know, with games. Boy got jumper, boy got handle, the dunk. He could do everything. Broke Allen Iverson's record, J.J. Redick's record. The guy can play. You know what I'm saying? But the All-Star game got to get better, man. Got to do something different, man. I've seen some on Facebook where the American team played the national team, you know, and B, Joker, and Luca, and, Pascal, and some other guys from Africa, whatever, against the American team. Maybe they'll be more competitive or something like that, man. But right now, man, that was the worst All-Star game, man. The Rising Star game showed me something. They were playing for something. They were playing real hard. And the three-point contest was pretty nice. And I took Buddy Hill, I ain't gonna lie, but I had Dame Dollar in there too, man, second guy. But it was I didn't know I forgot he went to Weber State, man, so he was right down the street, man, so he was right at home though, man. But yeah, man.
Straight
T Rizzy, what you think, baby?
Yeah, right on point, man. You know that boy McClung, they signed that boy to a 10-day contract at the All Star game. It may have been a 2-day contract, but, you know, they had to pay him. He had to be wearing an NBA jersey, raising the motherfucking trophy after he won the dunk contest. Couldn't be a G-leaguer to show up the NBA players. But, yeah, man, that boy McClung, yeah, man. I'm going to say this. If they don't change the rules to the All-Star game, this is what we're going to be seeing for a long time. The only reason the Rising Stars game was competitive and looked worth something is because they were playing to a certain score. So in order for you to win and get that bread, you had to make sure you were the first team to 40, 48, 25. You know what I mean? So when you just got time on the clock, you got all these All-Stars, of course we don't want to see nobody get hurt. But damn, you just going to give them the right away? Like, you're not going to play no defense? I mean, I can understand one or two dunks, but, like, no defense at all? I see why we got 8, 9, 10 dudes averaging 28 or better in the league. I mean, it ain't no defense being played anywhere. Not even in an All-Star game. Not even a little bit. This is getting ridiculous. I guess they already go in knowing who going to win it and who going to get that check. Cause, I mean, it wasn't even worth watching. I thought I was really going to get something after, you know, watching the three-point contest and watching the dunk contest. I'm like, oh, yeah, they about to get it in on Sunday. And, boy, was I let down. Shout-out to Dame. I don't know why I didn't pick Dame. I picked his partner from the same team. That was dumb. But, yeah, if he play next year, which I know he going to play, I'm picking Dame Dollar. That was exciting. That led up to the dunk contest. Because, man, I mean, it took the last bucket for him to win it. So that was exciting leading up. So, yeah, man, I'm going to give it to the dunk competition. Come on, Lisa Leslie. You got to do better with judging dunks, even though you the first female to really, you know, get it in with a dunk and everything. But come on, man. You're going to give my man a 49 when you know it was a 50? Come on, man. Come on, Big Brother Boo. What was your thoughts about the NBA All-Star Weekend? What did you enjoy about this damn thing?
Number one, we're going to save it for the end of the show because I can't wait. And you guys are going to really love me for the big dummy of the day. We're going to leave it at that. I can't wait. I can't wait till we get to the big dummy of the day. You know what it is, man? It leads up to this is where we at with the NBA now. And we say they're the best athletes. And see, this is the thing, and he's on a route on Mount Rushmore, as Ice would say, what you call him, LeBron James. I blame LeBron James for this trend for these young guys not getting in the dunk contest. I blame him.
Oh,
even your great Kobe Bryant.
Stop,
you know.
Hell yeah.
I blame him for this debacle of this slow trend of the All-Star dunk contest. We got a G-leaguer who won it. No disrespect to him, but a G-leaguer won the dunk contest. Are you kidding me? In Ice words, stop it. Stop it. Okay? That's number one. That lets me know how they really thought about the All-Star game. Okay? And secondly, I can't believe that these young men who are getting paid millions, everybody's watching all across the world, didn't put in more effort. This has to stop. There's going to be a lockout at the end of the year because there's going to be some changes. And they're going to have to do with load management and effort and all of this thing. And I know it's throwback, but in the throwback, I watched the NBA All-Star game, and it was nothing played like that. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, he put something in his cup, ladies and gentlemen.
Nothing played like that. You had guys like Kobe Bryant and Allen Iverson talking crap to each other.
Are you kidding me? At some point, when does it get competitive and be like, this is why I'm an all-star? See, this is what hurts. This is what really hurts me about the NBA when it comes to when everybody gets together, they don't want to compete unless it's, you know what I mean, you have to. Like, that wasn't a have-to competitive situation, okay? And that's what hurts. That's what's hurting the NBA for real when it comes to that. Now, my next question, going into the All-Star break or after the All-Star break, there's 23 games left, okay? And I just want to ask you, and I'm going to start with you first, ICE. Give me three NBA players, okay, that there's more pressure on going and leading up into the playoffs at the end of the year. Three players. Give me your three top NBA, man. We're talking NBA world. Okay, NFL is over. It's NCAA and NBA and women's basketball, all of that. Okay, but I just want to ask you, Ice, going into the stretch run, these last 23, and into the playoffs, who you think is the most pro three guys who the pressure is on?
That guy's
well, my three. Well, my three, who is just crucial for all three of them, I'm going to go with the Joker, because if he wins an MVP and it's a three-time MVP, it's no excuse for the three-time MVP to not be in a conference final, or I know he's been in one.
Oh.
At least got to get to the championship game. Okay, at least got to get to the championship. If he wins the MVP this year, he has to get to the – that's a fact. That's LeBron
Is he number one, or are you going 3-1? Or are you going 3-1? Are you going 1-2-3 or 3-1?
I think he's three.
Okay. So you're going bottom two.
Yeah.
Two. Okay. Got you.
Yeah,
so he's three. All right. I'm writing this
and
down.
And then I got number two. All this scrutiny been going around here with Kawhi Leonard, man. He's got him playing 45 games out of like the last 2 or 3 years, man. Do what he want to do, you know what I'm saying? The man, the king of low management, Kawhi Leonard. He's the GOAT at that for sure. Okay, but now he's healthy. He's been balling the last 18 games, averaging about 28 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He's been shooting a high percentage. They've been winning. There's no excuse for him. L.A., they got the team they want. They got a great coach. I want to see, can he make something happen in L.A.? And then last but not least, hey, man, I got to go with KD, okay? Because, hey, man, he left. He left Boston. He booked Brooklyn. Asked for the trade. Demanded it. I don't care. I know you might want to say Chris Paul. Chris Paul is 18th year. He got to a conference final last year. He got some championship game last year. So, you know, he's been there. He's been there without him. KD, in order for him to be even mentioned with the big dog, KD to even be, because he lost out over Russell Westbrook. He was the best player with Golden State, man. But he wasn't the leader of that team. It was a lot of other guys ran that team, and he was just the best scorer on that team. So. He got it. Then he went down there at Brooklyn, had James Harden. Then he had Ben Simmons. And everybody got rid of him, had Kyrie. And now he's down here with Chris Paul, Devin Booker. Hey, man, you've been bouncing around with all these superstars, man. You got to win something, okay? You got to win something. I'm not putting on Chris Paul. You ain't going to be the best player in this tournament. You're going to only average about 13 and 12 assists, okay? KD is the guy who's under the most scrutiny right now, under the microscope right now, because of all the stuff he's been going through right now. I'm going to put it with KD.
Street.
Oh,
Rizzy, who you got? Who your top three? Quick. I got to take that. I need it. Quick.
Hold on. Let me say this first and foremost. Pause for the call. Are you surprised that I see he just said that without putting LeBron's name on the list? This is crazy. Look, man. Look. I know the boy got rings. I know he knows finally how to win. and he older and he does it better. He the new king of things, but man, the pressure is on the king, man. Number three, the pressure is on the king. It has to be. They sitting at 13. They need to get at least to 8 or 9. That's a lot of games to make up, Lil. It's a lot of games to make up. Barring if nobody get injured and I get to play. Now, I will say, man, you put Kawhi in there, but I don't know why you put Kawhi when it's PG-13. He done missed just as many games. Kawhi know how to win. PG-13 needs to pick it up. Man, listen, well, PG-13 needs to pick it up. Number one. Oh, man, listen. Chris Paul has done a lot, but he ain't done what he needed to do. Don't get me wrong. He had 19 assists right before the All-Star game without KD. So I know he can put up numbers, but my thing is, hell, the Suns can't win without him. And he always break down when you need him most. Because it ain't no way in hell with the Dallas Mavericks was supposed to whoop their ass by 30 last year in the Western Conference Finals. So come on, man. I can't believe you didn't put LeBron on the list. And you got to put LeBron and AD as 3A and 3B. Because they can't work without one another. We know that. And they got the toughest schedule in the league. Well, I tell you. Come on, Big Brother Boo. Who your three heavyweights, boy, that got it weighing on their shoulders heavy for the last 23?
So IC got Durant as one, Kawhi as two. And you say at three is who? ICE again?
The Joker.
The Joker.
Yeah.
And you say LeBron James is three. Who is two, Ro? I didn't get you two.
Paul George, PG-13.
And you got CP3 at three, at one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. See, I... Oh wait, you guys, and I'm very surprised
that
a couple of these answers.
Bullshit.
I'm very surprised that some of these answers. Of course, LeBron James does crack my top three. He's also number three on my list, and that's just because you're LeBron James. And yes, they've made some changes. And you can't get in the play-in. I'm pretty sure he's going to get in the play-in, but you got to get up there. Number two is James Harden. Number two is James Harden. He must, okay, he must get to the Eastern Conference Finals for me to even consider him a great player at this point. And number one, he has to repeat himself for him to be even to be discussed as top tier moving forward is Jason Tatum. You got to do it again. Yeah, it sounds good with the eye candy, Durant. Okay, yeah, he got to get there. I understand CP3. And, yes, the Joker, I get it. But Jason Tatum, you did a dud in the finals. Go back and do it again. And make sure history doesn't repeat itself. Show me that you are that guy. Okay? Show me that you are that guy. Before we get to the break and get to the asylum, because I know my man P been biting at the chumps. I can't wait to get his case. Last but not least, Russell Westbrook has been signed by the L.A. Clippers. He's moved his locker next door, not his home. Ask you, Ro, first, is this good for the L.A. Clippers? Well, this moves the needle for the Clippers and Russell Westbrook for his career.
The Clippers in a good place. The Clippers are in a good spot right now in the Western Conference. So, yeah, I mean, Russell, I mean, you might not like Russell personally or even as a player, but that boy going to bring you an A-top notch game every night. I mean, damn, the boy only averaged triple-doubles. The Clippers, they and he played defense. I'm not saying that he's, come on, man. That's a great fit for the Clippers. So, like you say, he didn't have to change homes, but he did change locker rooms, which is, I mean, that's not bad. He ain't got to go nowhere. He ain't got to pack. He ain't got to worry about the foul. Everybody good. So, yeah, man. Ah, man. That's a good one. I like that move for the Clippers. I like that move for Russell because I don't know what would have happened if he would have had to leave California or L.A. Big Brother Boo, was that a good move? Oh, I see. Good move, bad move for that boy Russell to be with the Clippers.
Oh, man. Hey, man. Listen, for both ways, man, I mean, it worked out for Russell and the Clippers because the Clippers were – they didn't have a true point guard. I mean, Paul George was leading the team in assists. Guy Walls didn't work out with him. Reggie Jackson was more of a shooting guard than a point guard. They didn't have nobody, you know, coming down penetrating. But now they got somebody who led the league coming off the bench in assists. He had 177 catch and shoot attempts from Russell Westbrook this year. From the shooter, that's the most in the NBA for a player coming off the bench. So Paul George and Kawhi Leonard didn't have that this year, a lot of catch and shoot, and I think that's going to help them out big time. So that's going to up the tempo for them. That's going to help them out big time. I just think in the closing moments of the game, is going to be where he – you know, Tyronn Lue said, you know, I'm a tell him what to do. You know, you're doing too much or you're doing too less. You know, you can't have the ball in your hand in the last 2-3 minutes, Russ. You can have it through the course of the game. You can find the guys, get the guys assists. And, you know, you're a hell of a guy from the first 42 minutes of a game. Boy, you're a hell of a player. You know what I'm saying? And the last 5 minutes or 4 minutes of the game, you got to take them out lately. And, that would be the problem with them going down the stretch. But that will help out Kawhi Leonard and Paul George for a lot of open looks. But again, if they just leave this guy open, man, and don't contest it, man, I think he'll still shoot like a 30% from 3-point range. So it's gonna work out for him, but I don't think it's just going to get him over the hump. I don't think it's going to get him over the hump. The streets just talking, baby.
Yeah, Big Brother Boo. Good move and bad move for the Clippers and Russ. Big Brother Boo, you there?
Yeah, he won't. He will not be scrutinized on everything that he does. He went from 13th place to 4th place. So that's maybe going to help his mental. Okay, get away from the big, you know, star-studded situation with LeBron James and being a scapegoat if anything goes wrong. So that may help him in his continuous getting better with his career. I hope this rejuvenates his career and it helps him stick. Because it was looking kind of bleak for him, how they were making it look with the media and everything, and the narrative they were painting on Russell Westbrook. So I hope that it works out, and he could be and I think it's a good fit. It'll open the floor for him. They're 25th in pace right now, so with him, I think they'll pick it up, and they'll get easier buckets and also some rebounding from that position. And we know Ty Lue is a very good coach. Right now, with the low management, with guys out, they're in fourth place in the West. So, yes, things could change, especially with KD coming over, Kyrie, things like that. But, man, hey, man, it's going to be real interesting in that West, man. in that West. So it's Throwback Thursday. When we come back, we're going to get to the Asylum. Man, we're going to get Skylar Sko up in here, man. We're going to get P. It's the Woo. It's we're going to go real throwback.
Come
here
on,
we go.
You know
you better
I need
tell
throwback.
A friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street. Prime side, the New York
come on, OG the
fuck. Playing alive was no job. Had second hand. Moms bounced on old man. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team. Who was a fiend? Started smoking moves at 16. And running up in gates and doing it. My way on 5 days. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Thinking of white boys on board boards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from front seats. Rolling in MPVs. Every week we make 40 G's. Yo, respect my, a nigga to check notch, bow, move from the gate now.
Cash moves everything around me, green get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me, green get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo.
22 long hard years, I'm still struggling, survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I'm being trapped to stay for the streets, to stay awake to the ways of the world, cause shit is deep. A man with the dream, with plans to make cream, was fair. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not. Court played me short, now I face incarceration, pacing, throwing up stakes, my destination, handcuffed and back of a bus, 40 of us, life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough, but as the world turns, I learned life is hell, living in the world no different.
It's the streets of talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. We usually come on Wednesdays, but your boy Boogie, man, been in the streets, man. Shout out to my to the Lady Tigers down here in Mansfield, Ohio. Lady Tigers and the boys team for competing in the state playoffs. The girls came up a little short, man, but the boys still in it. Got a game tomorrow night. They tuning in. I want to give them a shout out. They love the show, so they say I turn into a different character when I'm on the show. So shout out to them. We play a team called Bellevue tomorrow, so feel sorry for them and their seniors. Their season will be cut short after tomorrow. So enjoy it. I know I'm hollering, ain't I, ICE? I'm hollering. You know what I mean? But that's how much confidence I got in those guys. They tuning in. And some kids are going to get extra credit, too. Some of my students, those who don't know, I'm also teach. So I'm going to give a shout-out to them. And just to recap the show, we've been talking about my mans and them, Brandon Miller. He's a top five prospect, freshman. He was... an eyewitness has been cleared of any wrongdoing in the shooting of the young lady, Ms. Tamia Harris, down at the University of Alabama. She's been suspended any games, even though he's been cleared of everything. University let him play. My team, my dream team teammates say they, you know, he should. I said no, but we'll get into that. We'll, you know, what you think. He's been cleared. He's been cleared. What's your thoughts? We've been talking about everything and then some. The NBA All-Star Game. We've been talking about Eric Bieniemy. Now he's the offensive coordinator and assistant head coach with the Washington Commanders. Give us your top three guys. Who's the top? Give us your top guys. He doesn't have any of our guys, whatever. But any of your guys, top two or three. That the pressure is on moving forward in the NBA these last 23 games. We just want to get your take on it, man. Once again, you know, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Philly Field, P, you know what I mean? BJ, P-Funk, Del Mar, brush keep, man. It's a lot of it's even though it's throwback, man. It's hot. It's hot tonight, man. Here goes Skylar Skull. Man. You in the building, baby? What the deal, Skull?
Hey, what's going on, young man? Good to hear from you.
Oh, man.
What's up, Skull?
I can't wait to hear your takes, man. I can't wait, man.
What do you
want
to hear
my
take going first?
Hey, man, wherever you want to go, Skull. Wherever you want to go.
Wherever I want to go?
Yeah.
Well, I heard you talking about Brandon Miller. But it's just, that is so, what's the word I'm looking for? It's so symbolic of what basketball or what has happened to basketball with social media. Brandon Miller, like you said, top five, lottery pick. The kid can just need to play. He's of that land bias mode where he can just get it done. Him not getting any charges, there has to be something. I don't know if he suspended a game or two. I don't know what the college can do. I understand their situation. They're on the eve of possibly winning a national championship with that team they have. But what's more important, that kid learning a lesson or you winning that national championship? I think at some point, Brandon Miller needs to understand that life is a bigger picture than living. And what he did, although he thinks it doesn't matter too much and that he didn't pull the trigger, you did everything but that. Am I saying you should get the same charges the kid got who pulled the trigger? No, I'm not. But there has to be some consequences for your behavior. Now, is that going to come now, or is that going to come when you get in the league and you do something even more tragic, and then you're going to have to severely pay for it? I'm for learning your lessons now, getting it out of your way, so when you do get to the pros, you can be the type of man that everyone thinks you can be, and not get, you know, not get caught up. And you know, social media has that. He's a darling. They love him. They hype him every time they can. You know, he's not unjustifying it at all, because he's putting up numbers and he's giving you what you want. But are we doing him any justice by not making him be a whole person? And I think that's where we fall short. We're not making him understand what it is to be a whole person and to be responsible for your actions. So I hope the kid learns something from this. I hope it helps him move forward. But no, I don't think he should have got away with this. You talk about the league and the NBA. And you talk about players that, I was talking about Russ. I heard y'all talking about Russ. You know, I'm not a Russ fan, but I don't dislike Russ. When Russ went to the Lakers, I said, if he goes to the Lakers with the mindset, I'm coming off the bench, and I'm going to be a bench contributor. And my thinking was, you're putting Russ up against another team's second team. He's a first teamer. He's been a first teamer for years. So you're going to get more bang for your buck with him coming off the bench. But seems like that wasn't fitting enough for him. He needed more, or they just wasn't seeing eye to eye. Now he's gone to the Clippers. And I don't see that working either, because now you're saying he's a point guard. Ain't no way in hell Russ is a point guard. He don't even think like a point guard. Point guard.
What is he?
He's a scorer. He's not a shooter. He's a scorer.
Okay.
He can't shoot to save his life. Okay. You would never want to enter any kind of shooting contest, but to score the bucket, to score the ball, he can score the ball. I mean, you all know those guys, man, at the park. Couldn't shoot their lights out, but you're going to pick them first because you know they can score the ball. They know how to put that ball in the hoop.
Straight.
It may not look pretty sometimes. It may not look pretty sometimes, but guess what? 2 points is 2 points. So will it be any better at the Clippers? Let me put it this way. Any of these guys who made all these moves, part of the year, it's going to be hard, man, because you don't have any chemistry. Yeah, they're pros. They've done this. They're all this. They're all that. But you don't have any chemistry on the floor. You don't have any chemistry in that locker room. And for the 7-12 player, they're like, oh, no, you bring it in here. Here comes another prima donna to come in to do what? Is he coming in to save the day, or is he coming in to be a part of our team? It takes a while to figure that out. When Kyrie got to Dallas, everyone was assuming, oh, Dallas is going to start winning. They lost their first 3 or 4 games.
Hold up, Scope.
Yeah, Kyrie.
Hold up.
Kyrie put up numbers. Don't get me wrong. Kyrie put up numbers. A couple games, Doncic didn't play. Kyrie gonna put up numbers. That's the thing. Kyrie playing with Bingo Long and the Traveling All Stars, he gonna put up numbers. That's just him. But are you gonna put up W's? He's not. He's proven time and time again that he is not for a good tight team that wants to do far in the playoffs. He ain't the guy. And I hate to say it, but he's not the guy.
I don't want
to
hear that.
He's not the guy. I know you don't. And a lot of people, they love Kyrie. His handle. And he's got all that. He's got the whole package. But some guys are winners and some guys are not. And he's not that type that I'm going to put my stock in as far as making me a winning player. He failed everywhere he's gone. He did it with the Cavs. The Cavs were even going to give him the opportunity to take the team. It's your team. It's not LeBron's team anymore. This is your team. And what did he do? No, I want my own team. I want to get out of here.
So
LeBron didn't come back because of Kyrie. LeBron came back because he wanted to make Daniel Snyder look like an idiot. And he did that and he left. It wasn't even about Kyrie. Kyrie finished it. LeBron had unfinished business here in Cleveland. He took care of his unfinished business. It had nothing to do.
Man.
He knew that Kyrie could have been the one that could have taken it to the next level because he was prime. Even though he hadn't played and he still ain't played a full. When is Kyrie going to play a full year?
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Which top three players right now got the most pressure on them with 23 games left in the season?
I think Jokic has got a ton of pressure.
Wait, number three or number one?
When you're up that high, man, it don't matter whether you're 1, 2, or 3. Pressure's pressure.
Yeah,
that same pressure at 1, 2, or 3.
Three.
The pressure at 1, 2, and 3 is going to burst the pipe anyway. So it don't matter whether you're 1, 2, or 3. I think Jokic has got a ton of pressure just based upon everyone's pretty much healthy at Denver now. And this is their opportunity. I think the Celtics as a team they have a lot of pressure because they're loaded, and it's their time of the year. It's their time to do it. You know, far see it, they get any injuries or anything of that nature. Probably next would be, oh, man, I can't think of who would be next.
You better put LeBron on your list.
No, I don't. Because they're not going to win anything, man. Come on. They're not even make the playoffs.
What about, come on. What about James
Joel
Harden?
Come on, you think Joel Embiid's going to win anything? It's ridiculous. I mean, give your honest assessment. Why are you playing if you're not trying to win?
I think,
don't suit up if you're not trying to win.
Got you. Let me ask you this before we let you go, Skull.
Yeah.
Eric Bieniemy, was that a good move or a bad move, him going to the Washington Commanders? Shout out to my man, Copco, man. Shout out Mirror Image Barbershop down on 55th Superior.
I think Eric Bieniemy is trapped in that Rooney room, and the owners know it. The owners want to continually want him to prove himself because of one blemish he had years ago. And he can't prove himself at KC because they continually win. They want to see him go out on his own and show a winning product somewhere else without being under Andy Rooney. If it was me, I would say to KC, you're making more money. You're going to continually win. He's going to let you have all the freedom you need. So why go somewhere else and expose yourself to qualities you don't need to expose yourself to? I mean, NFL is not going to change, and the owners are not going to change the way they do things, no matter how many times you prove yourself. They use that Rooney Rule as a way to get around the Rooney Rule. They don't care what we say, what the fans say. The owners only care about their pockets and their pockets only. So I don't agree. I understand why he did what he did, but if it was me and if I was his agent, I wouldn't have done it.
So he ain't gonna never be no head coach.
Look here, man. What does it matter being a head coach in a league that if you're a black man trying to be the head coach, you're gonna get magnified 100 million more times than that retreaded white guy? Look at the white guys that are getting jobs now. These guys that have been around the league for 50 years who should be collecting Social Security. They should be, and they're still getting jobs. But you can't find many young black men who are experienced at their trade, at their craft, getting those opportunities. So if you're going to pay me for doing something I do very well, then why should I turn the money down, or why should I go somewhere else to expose myself? I'm winning the Kansas City. We may win 3-4. More Super Bowls. I'm still walking to the bank with the same check.
Let me ask you this, because before we let you go, I'm sorry, one more question. The NBA All-Star game, what's your grade on that? A, B, C, D, or F, man? Just want to ask you that.
The game.
We'll let you go.
Is there anything lower than an F? if you can give something lower than an F. But what I will say, Matt McClung stole the fucking whole NBA weekend. He stole it. And this is a kid, man, I watched him when he was in Virginia. And everybody, he was a Instagram, YouTube phenomenon. You know, white kid, dunking, do this. Went to Georgetown thinking Georgetown was going to give him that freedom to do what he wanted, and they tried to put the handles on him. Like, no, you got to play our way. You can't play your way. So he goes to Texas Tech, and they give him a little love, but this kid is, I don't know, he's just something different about him, man. And by him doing what he did the other night, and that was the first time I watched a dunk contest in probably 10 years. But watching him and the things that he did, I was just like, hey, where's this breath of fresh air been? This is exactly what they mean. The All-Star game was the biggest waste of time. Hell, the celebrity game was better than the All-Star game.
Yeah,
I just want to give a shout out on April 16th in Columbus, Ohio. There's going to be a celebration of Bruce Howard Day. It's going to be at the Howard Rec Center. It's in the Mifflin area, if you know Columbus. It's in the Mifflin area of Columbus. It's in celebration to Coach Bruce Howard, who is not only a mentor to me, but a close friend. He died years ago after having one of the top high school programs in the state of Ohio for many years. That school is no longer in existence, Brookhaven High School, but we still love the Hayes. So if you can come out in celebration, I'm going to try to make it. I'm still dealing with my issues, but I'm going to try to make it, so I wish others would try to make it. Just to give a shout-out and tribute to a man who died way before his time. There was so much more he needed to do and wanted to do, and there's so much he should have done. And so that's my shout-out to Coach Howard, his family. We miss him. I love him. And he's definitely a brother from another mother.
I think you met him
and you know how I feel about him. And you could probably express that to those guys, what he meant to me. I'll just tell you one story. I hope I got time. We got our ass kicked by Northland. And he comes in the locker room after we got our ass kicked. It was a preview up in Columbus. And he waited till the kids left. And he looked at me and he goes, "Do you really want to do this?" I said, "Bruce, we never quit anything that we start." He said, "Yeah, that's right." He said, "Then you're going to win." And we did. And he just, he always knew what to say, when to say it, how to say it. And I'm bringing tears to my eyes now. I just miss him so much. But thanks for having me on, guys. I really love the show.
No doubt. Oh, man, we appreciate it, Skull. And you get well as well. You know what I mean? And as always, we love you. And you better tell a friend. You tell a friend. You tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Let's go. We in the building, babe. We about to go down there to that West Palm Beach, Florida area where it's real hot. We know he bringing the fun. P-Funk, you in the building, baby. We've been talking that Brandon Miller situation down at the University of Alabama. NBA, Eric Bieniemy's stepping down from Kansas City, going over to the Commanders. I mean, whatever you want to talk about, the floor is yours, P. Got an extra day to think about some things. We came on Thursday. We appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, we in the building, baby. What's going on, Dream Team? Hope y'all all well, gentlemen.
You got it.
I'm going to start off with this Brandon Miller situation. You know what I mean? I'm going to make it brief. It's a sad situation. I mean, I definitely sent a couple prayers out for her family. Even though this happened, like, way back last month, like January, you know, it's still a crazy situation. You know, I see a lot of people.
January 5th, to be exact.
Yeah. See, over almost 2 months to this lady's death, you know. And All I hear people saying is, well, the kid did nothing wrong. He was naive. He just gave the man a gun. I'm just thinking in my head, like, if somebody called you at 2, 3 in the morning and says, bring me my gun, I ain't thinking they just up, you know, walking around at night, you know, wanting to clean their gun all of a sudden. You know, I feel like he could have had some common sense in the moment, you know, even if he didn't, like, shoot the lady, you know, I feel like it's still, like, some common sense should be to you, like, all right, why is he asking me to bring him this? You should just tell him no. We could have had this prevented, you know what I mean? But at the same time, people say he did nothing wrong. I feel like, what did anybody do right? The university, him, the other gentleman, and the other two gentlemen involved? Like, I feel like nobody did anything right. And I feel like this lady Def is just going insane. And all people could think about is just the basketball aspect. Like, well, does he play or does he not play? You know, it's just a terrible situation. And I just hate to see it being dragged out in the media to where we need everybody and anybody opinion about it. Like, you know, I just feel like it should just strictly be involved with, you know, strictly Alabama and the family. But, you know, of course, this is sports. This is what people, you know, get paid to talk about. So, I mean, just God bless her family. Hope she rests easy. You feel me? I feel for her daughter, you know, that she had, or her son, whichever two. You know, I know she had a kid, but I didn't know the gender or anything. But, yeah, I feel for her kid, you know what I mean, to grow up without a parent like that, you know, because there's something so senseless. So, yeah, that's just my take on that. I think I agree with you, though, Meeks. I think he should have sat out, though, at least for like a game or two, you know, just out of common courtesy, you know, given how big of a story this is. Even if he still swears up and down that he did nothing wrong, you feel me? You just got to explain it to him. Like, yeah, like some things are bigger than basketball. Like, you may think it's insignificant. But at the same time, the family may take it like, all right, at least he understands, like, the gravity of the situation, you know. But, I mean, he showed out. He scored 41. He hit the game winner. You know, that's all people going to talk about. So I'll just leave it at that. As far as the Eric Bieniemy situation, I can't really agree with Sko that he should have just stayed in Kansas City because, again, he's never going to get the credit he deserves in Kansas City. Like, even if you look at Travis Kelce, like, when they asked him right when they won the Super Bowl, how you get so wide open, Travis Kelce? And what's the first thing he blur out? Andy motherfucking Reed, man. You know what I mean? It's like he ain't even, like, give the man no credit, like, as an offensive coordinator. It's like no players really give this man credit unless somebody comes out and says something bad, and then it's like players sticking up for Bieniemy. So I feel like it's a good move for him. I feel like Washington got weapons. You feel me? They might not have all the weapons you need. They might not have, you know, a franchise quarterback, but again, they got pieces to work with, you know what I mean? And Andy, Bieniemy is smart as a coach to, you know, put in a good game plan. It's not like he's not going to have control over there in Washington. Like, Ron Rivera, like, he got to focus on that awful defense that was just straight terrible this year. You feel me? So he shouldn't even be putting the thought to the offense. He should just tell Bieniemy, go in there with a good game plan and just show me that game plan 5 minutes before the game. And that's that. But I think he's going to do well, you know what I mean, regardless of whatever people say. But I think he's going to do well in Washington. That's just my opinion, though, because I think y'all division not really going to be that hard, given the Saquon and, you know, Daniel Jones situation.
Are you serious?
Come on now. You got your owner coming out saying that y'all might draft a QB.
Hey.
So do y'all believe in that? Or do y'all not believe in that?
It's going to be a good one, I can tell you that. But again,
I hope you got as much faith.
All I think is make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I hope so. After that,
with
game,
the red
and black. With the red and black. You know what I mean? Y'all got
all these free
agents y'all need to re-sign, you know? Hey, y'all, you talking about last season. We in the off season now. We don't even think about the previous season. That's over with. That's in the past.
You right.
I mean, y'all
got
to worry about y'all free agents that y'all need to resign. You feel me? Whether y'all need to cut Zeke or keep Tony Pollard, you know, y'all need to figure that out. You know, but transitioning over to the NBA, players with the most pressure, I think, really no particular order. I think it's Jokic, Russ, and Russ, Jokic, and probably Tatum, like you guys. Maybe throw Embiid and Harden in there, too, because of the pressure that they have on them to make that work. But for those three players, I mean, I'll probably say, Russ, Jokic, and I'll probably put Embiid over Tatum Embiid and Harden over Tatum just because Tatum made it to at least to the finals. We haven't seen, you know what I mean, Embiid and Harden
you know
do
what,
that
fellas?
Yet.
You know what, fellas? I just thought of this. I got to put Ja Morant on my list instead of PG-13 because Ja said he wasn't worried about the West. So I'm going to take PG-13 off my list.
Come on now. Is anybody really taking the Memphis Grizzlies serious? No. Nobody even thinks
they're
going to make it out.
I am.
I mean, I'm not taking them serious.
But
Ja
said it, though. He should have said
fraud.
Right. Right.
They some big frauds
Billboard.
Right here. But I am interested in a lot of second half. You know what I mean? I'm definitely gonna be watching every one of these Phoenix games. Even if that junk come on at 10 o'clock at night, I'm gonna be up to 1 a.m. to the game go off. And Durant, who
I'll be up with
Yeah, you feel me? I'm gonna definitely tune in to every one of these Dallas Mavericks games because I'm as much as I didn't like Kyrie requesting a trade mid-season after they got up to, you know what I mean? I didn't think they was gonna come out the East. Because, again, I think Kyrie, I don't know, when he gets in that mode where he goes 20 shots and only gets, like, 20 points, you know, it's kind of like, bro, can you play make a little bit more? You know what I mean? But he's great at what he do. I mean, I hope it work out with Luka, you feel me? I don't want that. I don't want him to, you know what I mean, to flame out with Luka. I think that's, like, a perfect match, you know? So I really want it to work in Dallas. I just want them to get a little bit more defense. I wish they could have at least brought in, like, one more player in the buyout market.
Hey, Pete, we ain't never had defense. You got to go back to the 80s.
You're right. And your coach did say it. He was like, people come here to see us put the ball in the basket, not try to, you know, not an 80-80 game. So I understand.
We don't play
no
defense.
All you got to do is outscore an opponent, you feel me? That's understandable.
Yep.
You know,
blame
it
on Steve Nash and Dirk.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think it's on. As far as what you said, Boo Mix, about them being in a lockout, I don't think that's going to happen. Again, one, because the load management thing is not just on the players. It's on the teams as well. So, again, the league has to be mad at the teams as well because, again, it's not just these players, like, requesting, like, all right, give me a rest day. Like, it's teams looking at the schedule and saying, all right, we're – like, what is the most realistic path, you know what I mean, for our players to get some rest during this 82-game season? Again, it's gonna be a tough battle because, again, the owners are going to want a little bit more for whatever this load management is taking away. But then again, the players know y'all not going to shorten the season because, again, y'all, as much as they say they hate load management, they're steadily increasing the games of the season. Like you're about to add a mid-season tournament to an 82-game season. Like and then plus to tell the players, well, you got to play all 82 and play the mid-season tournament. Like again, it's only so much the human body could take. You feel me? And I get it. Players in the past did it. You feel me? But again, players in the past aren't dealing with a whole extra games added on to the 82 that you already have. You know what I mean? And then that just transitions me over to the All-Star game, which was clearly just straight awful to me, just straight awful. Again, please stop hyping up this man, Matt McClung. I'm so sick of hearing this man's name because what are we doing? Adding G-Leaguers to an NBA dunk contest. Like, God bless Matt McClung and everything he's done up to this point, going to Texas Tech and going to a school in Maryland as well before he, you know what I mean, ultimately got in the G-League and bounced around in the G League and bounced around the NBA. God bless them. You feel me? But what are we doing here? Having G Leaguers in an NBA dunk contest. What are we doing with this All-Star game? One thing I don't get about the All-Star game is why are we, as much as they want to say let's incentivize it for the players, but they already make an exorbitant amount of money. You feel me? It's like, why are you saying, well, you got to reach 182 points? The only way you going to reach 182 points is to not play defense. Like, you know what I mean? You got to make it to where, like, all right, what's the first team to get to 100? If you can stop your opponent from getting to 100 with all All-Stars on the bench, come on now. That would be more fun. I feel like 182 is just way too many points for an All-Star game. I get it. It's going into the 130s, the 150s or whatever, but you got to make it to where it's got to be like first team to reach 100. If you stop your opponent, then you get $5 million extra or whatever you want to incentivize it to. But I feel like they should I feel like they should just do a little bit, a couple more tweaks to the All-Star game to make it more competitive. Like, players are not going to – they're not going to try if you got to get to 180-some points. Like, it's not going to be no defense. And all the people saying they should just do away with certain events. Like, I thought the skills challenge was unnecessary. We got the Antetokounmpo brothers out there just because they last name.
Man.
You feel me? It's like, what are we doing here? Like, I don't know, man. The NBA is just funky, but I get it. But what my one gripe is with the NBA with All-Star Weekend, I feel like they should have it every other year. It should be in a major. It should be in a big city. I mean, God bless the Clevelands of the world. God bless the Indiana next year. That's the Indianapolis next year that's going to get it. God bless Salt Lake City, Utah. Nobody wants to be there in the cold winter months. I'm sorry, people. Please. We don't want to be in the cold, because can we have it in Miami? Can we have it in L.A.? Can we have it in Dallas? You feel me? Big cities where there's actually stuff to do during the All-Star weekend,
right,
besides go to the NBA festivities. But that's my take, y'all. I'll let y'all go ahead and do the big dummy of the day, or let y'all retort my point.
You gotta stay on the line, P. Hey, P, we appreciate you. You gotta stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day. We're not going to commercial. Hey, shout out to Ski, man. Shout out to to the Ice people. You know what I mean? Told the girlfriend. Hey, Miss Tanya, we appreciate you tuning in, man. We really do. Now, P had to end that on that note, right? And he said that the All-Star
yep.
game was where?
In Utah.
Okay. And the All-Star game was a sham. That's number one. Number two, the big dummy of the day goes to the NBA and Carl Malone.
Oh.
You gave homage to a man who was in college, who impregnated a 13-year-old girl and got away with it, and you called his name on and put him on the stage, and you're clapping for him. NBA, Utah Jazz, Karl Malone, you are the big dummy of the day.
You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You big dummy.
Did you hear what I just said, gentlemen? Dream team?
Not during Black History Month, dog.
Come on now, NBA. Come on. That's not right,
I was
gentlemen.
On
me. That's not right, man. It's that time of the show. T-Row, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here, man? It's that time.
I'm not shouting out to nobody in Salt Lake City. My bad.
Yo, shout out to the fam, man. Shout out to Julia, man. They the number one seed going into the conference championship, man. Getting ready for this March Madness thing. Got a game tomorrow. I'll shoot you boys the link. Check them out. You know what I mean? I don't know what kind of game starts tomorrow, but, yeah, when I shoot you the link, you'll know. But, yeah, man, yeah, they in California, man. Arizona Christian University, stand up. Shout out to my wife, you know, shout out to the baby girl, Jada B and the grandbaby, Lila, kicking it with your boy, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Dream Team, to my boy SPG, that's the young one, my boy ICE, come on, man, you got to put LeBron on your list, man. I don't know why you didn't put LeBron on your list, you know what I mean? Shout out to my boy OG the Buck, throwback on a Thursday on you, you know what I mean? My boy Boo Mix, you know how we go, man, you know. Yes, sir, man. Everybody, stand up. Last week for Black, well, next week will be the last week of Black History Month, but for the show, this is the last show for the month of February. So do your research, man. There's a lot of good things happening with people who are doing their own thing making their own lane up in here, creating their own black history. So, you know, shout out to those individuals who are making it happen. You entrepreneurs out there, we love you. Stand up. Shout out to my boy Wax. Oh, my dude from 4-0. I can't think of his name. Dre, you know, I know you listening. So I'm hollering at you. That's what we do. Yes, sir. North Park, Texas, you know what it is. I love everybody for having the birthday in the month of February. March right around the corner. Let's get it in. Yo, ICE, who you shouting out to, baby? What is that?
Hey, man, shout out to the Dream Team again. Once again, great show, man. Thanks to the listeners and the callers, man, calling in, man. But listen, man, I ain't forgot about LeBron James, baby, okay? You asked me top three. I put him as a top five guy because, hey, I know he's 38 years old and his 20th year. You guys fear this guy, okay? Anybody in his 20th year shouldn't even be thought about. But since this guy in his 20th year and he's the all-time leading scorer and he has Anthony Davis, if healthy, and a new cast of players, I wouldn't put nothing by LeBron James and the Lakers. To the conference final this year, the season time, baby. The
season
you
had
to line him up, didn't you?
Yeah, my bad.
Man. Hey, man. Hey, man, what a heck of a show. I want to give a shout out to all the callers that tuned in. D-Max, DJ, Tanya, my man's and them, T, Go. Geek, you know what I mean? BJ, Dunk, The Matrix, right? I mean, it was so hot tonight on a Thursday, man. Usually on Wednesday, but on the Throwback Thursday, we appreciate you guys tuning in. You know what I mean? We appreciate the love. We really do. What a hell of a show. If you want to go back and listen to it, you can tune in at blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box. That's DA, the streets is talking. But we'll be on next Wednesday, 8 p.m. sharp. And make sure that you tell a friend, just tell a friend, just tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Oh,
inspiring us and fishing us rolling. Hey, and when we come on next month, it's Women's History Month. You know how we do. We're going to always shout out to, you know what I mean, the females. You already know that. Street!
Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about. Boy. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rubbing, nigga. Legit, free like OJ all day. Can't stop it. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mo Brain. Sad dog, I'm tired. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all want to see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.
Street, let go, boys. Get it.